How's it going, Yankee fans? Welcome back to Fireside Yankees with your boys, Alex and Ryan. I don't know if anyone else just freaking felt that, but my apartment building was just bouncing a couple inches off the ground. 5.4 earthquake in New York. What the hell? I know Juan Soto just landed in the Bronx, and Daniel Vogelbach just landed in Queens, but this is freaking crazy, man. I don't know what's going on. Never seen an earthquake like this in New York before. I've been living here for 27 years. Maybe there was one a long time ago. But right now, I'm just kind of blown away. Never felt anything like that. I don't know if you guys felt it. Where do you live? Did you feel that earthquake? Let us know in the comment section on YouTube. Today, we're talking about Jonathan Loaisiga going down with a right flexor strain. Not good for Johnny Lowe, and mainly because this could spell the end of his career with the Yankees. He's going to be a free agent after this season. Sometimes these injuries lead to something more significant. I know Ryan will touch on that a little bit. We're going to talk about his replacement. The Yankees are down now 4 bullpen arms. Scott Efros, Lou Trevino, Tommy Cainley still down, and now Jonathan Loaisiga. Not good start for the bullpen, yet we still have the 4th best ERA in baseball with a 1.27, I believe, from the bullpen, which is still excellent. We still have a lot of good talent there, but it's always not a good thing to be losing players, Ryan. How you do today, and how are you feeling after that earthquake?
Yeah, that was new. You know, that was certainly one of the things that have ever happened. A weird start to a home opener, to have an earthquake right before. Apparently, they didn't feel it at Yankee Stadium, which is good because, you know, even though it wasn't anything like insane where like we saw buildings falling down or anything of the sort. We're talking about earthquakes. You know, guys could still fall over and trip. We're talking about cleats, stuff of that nature. You just kind of hold your breath whenever any Yankee falls over because of the injury histories with these guys, but in the case of Loaisiga, I mean, this blows for him, right? Like, as you mentioned, this isn't, like, we're not trying to be, like, I think we do a good job of, like, not being the type of Yankee fans to go, oh my god, the season's over, oh, this guy, we're never gonna see him again, Cashman and Boone are gonna start lying, this guy's done for the year. This guy actually is done for the year, probably. Like, a flexor strain, they saw a significant forearm issue, that spells your UCL tearing, and this is more concerning than what we initially found out about Cole, like significantly more concerning, because we are seeing the Yankees immediately put him on the 60-day IL. They're not even going, oh, he could be back, maybe just some inflammation. They are immediately under the notion that this guy has a severe strain in his forearm. Typically, that means that the UCL is torn. And I imagine that will require Tommy John surgery, and that he will be out for this season and the majority of the 2025 season, if not the entirety of the 2025 season. And yeah, he's a free agent at the end of the year, so we're not going to most likely re-sign him because of that. Kind of like how Chad Green left the Yankees, where it was 2023 or 2022, excuse me. He tears his UCL early in the season in Baltimore, and then he just kind of misses the year. He leaves in free agency. He signed with the Blue Jays, and it is what it is. It sucks. It blows. This stinks. When Loaisiga is healthy, he's been very good over the last since 2021. He has a 2.89 ERA out of the bullpen and a ridiculously high ground ball rate at 59.2%, 2.4% barrel rate. You know, a 26.9% hard hit rate. This is one of the best ground ball soft contact relievers in baseball. But the big key here is only 140 and third innings pitched. Injuries have eaten him alive. He's only pitched 22 and two-third innings pitched the last 2 years combined. It's just sad. Like, this is kind of just like a sad situation where it's like, you remember that 2021 season where he is arguably the best reliever in the American League, where you could argue he should have won AL Reliever of the Year, where he was just this high-leverage weapon, multi-innings, lights out, ground balls, strikeouts, never walked anybody, doesn't give up home runs, the perfect reliever, the perfect high-leverage option. And then these last few years have just been injuries, injuries, injuries. We even got, like, kind of, in a sense, we even got a little teaser in the playoffs in 2022 when he went 9 1/3 innings pitch with just one run allowed and just got out of big jam after big jam. This is just sad. Like, there's no other way to put it, Alex. This sucks. This sucks for the Yankees. This sucks for Jonathan Loaisiga. He could have gotten a big payday had he pitched well and stayed healthy. And look, I know he got, like, beaten up a little bit in that second outing of the year where, like, the Astros started hitting him around, but I thought the stuff looked good. His fastball velo was the highest it's ever been at 98.5 miles per hour. He started incorporating his breaking balls a little bit more. I thought that was going to help him get more swings and misses and get more strikeouts, which had been an issue for him the last couple of years. This just sucks. Like, this just sucks, Alex. This sucks for him. My heart goes out to Loaisiga. I hope it's a speedy recovery. I hope in some sort of miracle his UCL somehow isn't torn. If it isn't, it's a miracle. I'd be stunned if it wasn't. Like, this isn't even like when Garrett Cole's UCL, so when we were scared about his UCL, it wasn't a matter of, we know that there's a tear there. we didn't know what was wrong. And initial testing was like, oh, we don't, you know, a lot of the reports were, oh, we don't think it's anything severe. This is pretty severe. So, yeah, the Yankees are going to have to replace him. And it'll be Dennis Santana, who has a new cutter, throws a sinker, throws kind of hard. I mean, I'm pretty excited about Dennis Santana. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, yeah, he's better than the Wisega. The Yankees don't even have to worry about it. But as you alluded to, the Yankees have done a great job of replenishing bullpen depth. They're down four guys, as you mentioned. They were down three guys, and they were still shoving. The newcomers have been great. Nick Birdie has been phenomenal. Luke Weaver's gotten some big outs, and hopefully they can continue rolling the ball. I mean, look, right now, Ian Hamilton's the MVP of this bullpen, and this bullpen's been great. So hopefully Santana continues that trend, and we could maybe in some world, the Wisega's UCL isn't torn, and we get him back at some point late in the year.
Yeah, I mean, look, listen, if you're interested in Ian Hamilton, how good he's been, go check out the episode from yesterday. Plenty of good information there on how elite Hamilton has been to start the season. But look, Loaizaca has always been kind of a walking injury. I don't think any of us expected him to stay healthy this whole year. We were just waiting for the next thing to happen. For now, people estimate that he'll be back in June. If it is Tommy John surgery, obviously he will probably never wear the Yankees jersey again, which is really unfortunate. Loaizaca is such a good player too. It really sucks. Like, he's got the quality to be a closer, a really good one at that. High ground ball rates, really good movement, really good fastball, and his arm is just not holding up. Last year was the shoulder inflammation. This year it's the right forearm flexor strain. You know, and Aaron Boone said it's a significant forearm strain. And significant, I mean, I think we can all read through the tea leaves there. Like, it's probably going to be a season-ending injury for Lowe, and it really sucks. I feel for the guy because he's worked back from so many injuries, and he's bounced back, got his velocity up, got his stuff back, and he's young, man. He's 29 years old. It sucks to see a player like this go down like that, but Dennis Santana, 27 years old, coming up to replace him. Now, at the very least, the Yankees are treating their bullpen as if they're going to get two or three of these guys back around the trade deadline, right? Lou Trevino and Scott Efros. Efros had a back surgery this past winter that knocked him out for a significant amount of time, obviously more than the Tommy John surgery was expected to. So right now I kind of feel as though the Yankees are viewing Trevino and Efros as key additions at the deadline. It's like guys they don't have to acquire. They signed Trevino to a one-year, $1.5 million deal with a 2025 club option. I think he's 32 or 33 years old now. A little bit older. I doubt they pick up the club option on him. But he was really good when he was with the Yankees 2 years ago before the Tommy John surgery. So they'll see if he bounces back. But instead of like sending prospects or sending talent away to acquire bullpen pieces, like last year we got Keenan Middleton, I kind of feel like this is a good option for the Yankees. They stash these guys that are rehabilitating. They'll be ready to go over the summer, and they can help us over the final stretch of the season. So they're viewing them as guys who will eventually make an impact, as basically as trade acquisitions. That's how I see it. Canely unfortunately suffered a setback a couple days ago. He had a live pitching session, I think 4 days ago, Meredith Marakovitz reported, and he didn't recover the way that they hoped from that session. So he's also set back a couple of days, if not weeks at this point. I don't expect to see Tommy Canely for at least another 2 or 3 weeks. You know, the setback there is definitely not a good sign. He probably has to be shut down again. Honestly, it could be more like a month for him. So, you know, Canely obviously was an important piece last year. I never really got why we gave him $11.5 million. The Yankees don't ever spend on bullpen pieces, which is probably why they're like, screw it, let's go after that high strikeout guy in Canely and just, you know, spend a little bit of money there. But I never saw him as a guy that was like gonna avoid injury. He's always been injured throughout his career. So that was an interesting move by Cashman last offseason. But when we get him back, hopefully he does step up and offer some really good production for the Yankees down the stretch and, you know, can quell that narrative. But Ryan, are you concerned at all about this bullpen, the injuries that are happening, the guys that we have lost or maybe get back in a couple months here? Are you concerned? Do you think, you know, you have faith that Matt Blake is gonna figure it out?
I have a considerable amount of faith that Matt Blake will keep this bullpen intact. In regards to Tommy Canely, yeah, it's certainly, you know, it's not ideal that he keeps getting hurt. But the way I would look at it is, if you look at what I would, like, and this is going to sound weird considering the Yankees' bullpen issues in their career, or the injury issues the Yankees have had in their careers, or at least in recent years. I personally feel as if, you know, I would rather sign a player or sign a pitcher to a short-term deal with their risk or their deficiency being health versus skill. Like, I will take a short-term deal with a guy whose deficiency is, I don't know how many innings I'm going to get out of him, because it's a short-term deal. is about $5 to $6 million. This will prevent you from doing anything else. Like, people will say, well, you could put that money elsewhere. Yeah, to like another reliever, right? You know what I mean? It's not like it's going to go to a position player. Like, you can't even sign IKF with that money, right? Like, that's not, you're not getting anybody with that kind of money. But, you know, it gives you the opportunity to, you know, when Canley's back, he's a high leverage weapon. You know, last year he had a 2.66 ERA. I know some people are going to say, well, you can't trust him in a big spot. He had a pretty good win probability added. Like, in high leverage situations, he was pretty solid. Does he have the home run bug? Absolutely. And that's something that, you know, isn't great. But I do like him as a reliever. I think he's a really good reliever. I think he does a lot of things really well. You know, I mean, he was talking a little bit about wanting to use his slider more to keep hitters off of the changeup. And that's something that he's kind of always tinkered with. That's something that he's always tried to, you know, work around, because he's always had that issue with the home run ball. You know, I personally think, again, like Canley, I like Canley. I've always been a Canley guy. But yeah, like the Yankees, I mean, their ability to convert guys into relievers and kind of get surplus value, it makes you wonder if they will continue to keep paying relievers the rate that they've been paying them. I could like definitely see the Yankees going out and, you know, saying, all right, you know, this offseason with all the guys are going to lose, you know, pick a couple of them to come back. But outside of that, like, who else are you bringing back? I mean, it's not a crop of guys you need to bring anybody back necessarily, except for maybe Holmes. But the price tag is going to be so high that you're going to question it. And then as it pertains to like the other guys who are currently on the IL, you know, Trevino, I feel good about his ability to return because it is Tommy John surgery. I know that sounds weird to say, yeah, just a UCL tear, but as long as the UCL tear is fine, like, it's not a shoulder thing. Shoulder, that scares me. Even a back, that scares me. Canley, shoulder, that scares me, right? Like, elbows, not that, that doesn't scare me as much, but when the surgery occurs and you're rehabbing and you're fine, I don't have any concerns. I am like, okay, they'll be back. They'll be good. There's actually even a grace window, a grace period, where pitchers who just tear their UCL and get the surgery usually can come back and pitch a little bit before they re-tear it, if they re-tear it. And that isn't to say that, like, Lou Trevino's going to come back and you're going to get, you know, perfect innings and he's a stud. You know, you might argue he's the least talented guy of that group or the least accomplished guy of that group, but he's the guy who had the most success as a Yankee in that short time window. Also, it's weird. I want to correct myself because I mentioned in the podcast that the Yankee Stadium apparently didn't have that earthquake hit them that hard. That was a lie. Andy Martino confirmed that it was pretty strong in the clubhouse. I don't know who, I think it was people around Yankee Stadium, maybe fans who were around Yankee Stadium, where, like, I saw some people say, oh yeah, no, I didn't feel anything. So maybe it's a little bit different. Like, I don't know, maybe they were not, I guess they aren't in the stadium, so that is a different location. And there's actually a video of Gleyber Torres hitting during batting practice during the earthquake, which is pretty incredible. These guys are dogs. Woo, woo, woo. They're the dogs, you know, the dogs are out, you know. But yeah, no, I mean, as it pertains to the bullpen, kind of wrapping up my point here, I think the bullpen's going to be fine. I'm always going to believe in this bullpen. I'm always going to have just an unbelievable amount of faith. Matt Blake, please save us, that kind of thing. Matt Blake, you are my sunshine. You are everything. You know, I love you, Matt Blake. No, and obviously all the other guys in the organization, Sam Breen, the director of pitching, Desi Druschel, who handles a pitch design, Mike Harkey, you know, they're all really good at what they do. So yeah, I trust these guys to get big innings out of their bullpen. And let's be real here. Let's have an honest conversation. Did we expect Loaiza to get through the full season healthy? Like, if you expected 60 innings of Loaiza, that's on you, in my opinion, at least.
Yeah, no. There's no... But like I just said, like, we never expect him to stay healthy. So, I get it. We were anticipating this at some point. They tried to go with a multi-inning relief role type of thing, like, more innings in bunches, but then longer in between the outings. So, didn't work, obviously. I think it had the adverse effect. He actually went down earlier than he did last year, which is like, all right, I guess he's
it's
just...
It's crazy it can't... happened twice. Last year, he went down in, like, early thing. April. But I will say this, same Hamilton thing. Was the guy who came up for him, and we see what Thank happened God. To Hamilton. Dennis Santana, it's a pretty good omen for Dennis Santana, right?
Dennis was good in spring training. I liked him. Like, his stuff is good. He's 27 years old. He's a young guy. He pitched for the Mets last year, and God knows, the Yankees find young players and somehow turn them into quality relief pitchers. So I'm excited to see Dennis Santana get some action. We'll see how they operate. Maybe this is an opportunity for Clayton Beter to get another chance, too, in the coming weeks. So we'll see maybe if he gets called up to supplement. Because they also, by the way, outrighted Tanner Tully yesterday. So I do think they have another... I think they have another roster spot to allocate if they want to. Maybe they'll operate with that in mind later on over the weekend or maybe early next week. So yeah, should be interesting. But guys, always happy your thoughts below. Jonathan Loaiza going down stinks. Hopefully it's not season ending, but at this point we're not optimistic. A couple really solid players the Yankees do still have in the bullpen, so we're optimistic. We feel good about it nonetheless. As I mentioned, make sure to drop your comments down below. Like and subscribe as always. Hope you guys are safe from the earthquake, and we'll catch you guys on the next Fireside Yankees episode. Perfect.